The words Walt Disney Pictures appear from darkness in shades of golden orange. A louvered castle appears above, and a shooting star arcs over it until the entire logo fades from view. Nighttime. Sand drifts in the wind past large boulders. Words appear. North Africa, 1946. Lightning flashes on a white horse with a black mane and tail. Walking slowly on her four thin legs, the horse steps under a large stone arch. As she takes one cautious step at a time, she puts her nose to the sand-covered ground. Her front legs buckle, and she carefully lowers her rear to the sand. Lying on her side, the horse rests her head on the ground. Her nostrils flare as she lets out short breaths. Craning her neck, she looks back toward her rear. The horse blinks and lowers her head. As she lifts her head again, she glances back. Fade to black. Now, over the desert, the sun rises in a brilliant red sky. As bright sunlight illuminates a shiny black colt, a title appears: the Young Black Stallion. The frisky colt gallops between boulders toward the white horse. He bucks playfully around his mother as she gnaws on a tuft of grass. Windswept sand dunes stretch across the horizon. The colt races around his mother in a wide arc. She moves toward him, and he slows to a trot. As the white horse stands still, her black offspring frolics around her. In a flat valley dotted with tufts of grass, the white horse stands still as the colt drinks from her underside. Nearby, a man with a peaked cap smirks as he removes a hood from a falcon's eyes. As the falcon takes flight, the man and two others charge forward on horses. Yalla, yalla. The colt stops feeding, and he and his mother gallop across the flat terrain. The three men race after them. As mother and son flee side by side, the riders gain on them. The black colt pushes ahead of his mother. Close behind, the man in the peaked hat urges his horse forward, keeping his gloved hand down at his side. The two other riders bounce in their saddles. A long red scarf trails from one man's hat. A black scarf covers the face of the second rider. The black colt squeezes into a cave through a small opening. The riders on their full-sized horses stop at the cave, holding long rifles. The riders turn away from the cave and gallop off. Later, the black colt exits the cave and steps up on a ledge. Below, the man in the peaked hat holds a rope tied around the white horse's neck. As he leads her away, the other riders join him. The black colt watches them ride off with his mother. A soft wind rustles his short black mane as he stands motionless on the ledge. Now, in a blue sky, the falcon soars with outstretched wings. The falcon flaps its wings over a smooth sand dune. Our view soars over rippling sand dunes. In the distance, a caravan of camels slowly makes its way through the desert. The leader of the group rides one of the humped animals while leading two more loaded with supplies. Behind him, more travelers ride camels or lead them on foot. Now, we look down on the caravan from a ridge. On it, a soldier stands by a tank. He spots the travelers. In the caravan, a girl with a scarf over her nose and mouth rides beside a man with a gray beard.
Is there trouble, Kadir?
It's Mansoor. It's always trouble. But we pay this bribe, we'll be all right. I hope.
The man with the peaked hat, Mansoor, rides up in front of the tank and watches the caravan. The girl unravels the scarf from her face. Kadir frowns.
Nira!
I was just looking.
Under Kadir's stern gaze, Nira wraps the scarf around her chin. The old man smiles. With the falcon perched on his gloved hand, Mansoor watches the travelers pass below him. As the caravan moves on, Nira nods off in her camel's saddle. Kadir notices her closed eyes. She wakes up.
I'm not tired, honest.
We'll stop in the foothills. It's safer there. Not much longer.
I was dreaming about home. It's so beautiful, like a palace. Big grassy fields for my grandpa's horses. They're the best in the whole valley. They win every race. Well, almost every race.
Oh, he must be a very important man, your grandfather. To breed horses that never lose, to live like a king in a palace.
I know he didn't want to send me away, but he thought it'd be safer until after the war.
Life has a way of shifting, like blowing sand.
Kadir looks skyward.
What? What is it? Kadir? What's wrong?
Mansoor.
Nearby, Mansoor leads a group of soldiers at a gallop. Holding a long rifle at his side, he races toward the caravan.
Save yourself, Nira! Go west, find the mountain, follow them home! Don't stop! Don't look back! Go now! Go!
What about you?
Go!
Kadir!
A traveler turns Nira's camel around, and she hurries away from the rest of the caravan. Meanwhile, three soldiers on horseback raise their rifles. As members of the caravan flee, Mansoor and his men close in. The armed soldiers corral the camels and their owners. One traveler feebly swings a wooden staff at the men. As Mansoor's men round up the travelers, Nira's camel moves away at a steady trot. The girl looks over her shoulder as she bounces in the tall saddle. Mansoor turns his attention from the caravan and looks off toward her. Nira faces forward, clutching a rein in one hand and the saddle horn in the other. Meanwhile, the soldiers fire their guns in the air as their horses circle the helpless travelers. Under a cloudy sky, Nira climbs a dune on her camel. As they make their way down the other side, the camel loses its footing and Nira falls. The girl tumbles end over end and rolls to the bottom of the sand dune. Wind blows sand past her motionless body. Now, sand whips around the smooth contours of the desert's hills and valleys. At the bottom of the windswept dune, sand collects around one side of Nira's body. The girl slowly lifts her head and props herself up on her elbows. As she groggily lifts herself off the ground, sand falls away from her clothes and hair. Nira gets to her hands and knees. Blinking against the sandy wind, she crawls toward the dune. Using her hands and feet, the girl makes her way up the slope. Reaching the top, Nira straightens and walks to the middle of the wide, flat ridge. As the wind rustles her hair, Nira stands with her arms at her sides. She swallows. Ahead of her, sand ridges stretch out toward a large dune on the horizon. As Nira slowly turns, nothing but sand and sky fill her view. Letting out a breath, the girl takes a few steps forward. Now, against a towering dune, Nira walks steadily across the sand. Her long black scarf trails down her back from a round, flat turban. The scarf and her dusty blue robe billow in the wind. As she walks, she looks from side to side with a furrowed brow. Frowning, she stops short. A few feet in front of her, an animal skeleton lies in the sand. A horn juts out from its narrow head. Keeping her eyes on the carcass, Neera sidesteps around it. Now Neera faces a towering rocky slope and stops. She stands, gazing at the obstacle. Then taking a few deep breaths, she breaks into a run and starts to climb it. As she reaches its summit, she passes under a massive stone arch. Through its huge opening, we see peaks of more mountains in the distance. Neera runs across smooth, windswept boulders. On one huge boulder, Neera spots a puddle of water in a deep groove. She sprawls at its edge. Putting her lips to the puddle's surface, Neera drinks. She lifts her head. The black colt stands a few yards away, watching her. Neera blinks her wide eyes. The horse stares back at Neera as she pushes herself to her knees. He lifts his nose toward her. Neera stands, and the colt gallops away between the boulders. Neera runs after him. High on a smooth rock hill, the colt turns and faces the girl. As Neera walks toward him, she holds out her hand. The colt stands still as the girl comes within a few feet of him.
Good boy.
She steps closer. The colt runs off, and Neera follows. He trots easily over smooth rock.
Come back!
Neera stops. The colt is gone. She gazes sadly at the empty horizon.
Come back.
Later, Neera walks down a slope and around jutting boulders. A craggy butte looms behind her. Meanwhile, the colt stands in a shady crevice. Thin clouds float in a red sky, which casts a crimson glow over the mountainous horizon. In the dim sunlight, sand blows over the rocky terrain. On the ground, Neera sleeps curled up under overhanging boulders. Now, the sun hangs low in the red dawning sky. Later, daylight brightens a craggy hillside. Neera runs over a windswept boulder. She stops and gazes wide-eyed. A grin creeps onto her face. The black colt faces her, then turns and scampers away. Neera follows him. As the colt trots through a narrow pass, Neera runs after him, pumping her arms. As she begins to catch up, the colt breaks into a gallop up a winding path. Neera races up the path after the colt, then down a rocky slope. The girl watches her footing as she jumps from stone to stone. She looks up. Behind some rocks, the colt paws the ground. Shaking her head slightly, Neera hurries toward him. She spots a small crevice with stones leaning against it and pushes them aside. Neera reaches into the crevice and lifts water out in her cupped hands. She drinks it. Neera looks up. The colt bobs his head.
I'll get you a drink.
She climbs down closer to the crevice and reaches in with both hands. Cupping the water, she faces the colt. The horse throws back his head as she holds the water toward him. Hesitantly, he inches toward her. The colt pokes his nose toward Neera's hands and gently laps up the water. Later, the colt stands still as Neera hugs his neck. Stepping back, she gently pats his long muzzle. Neera kisses the animal on his nose and pets him under the jaw. Now, as she walks down a hill, the horse trots at her side. As the sun sets, Neera crosses a desert canyon. The colt follows a couple of steps behind her. The bright orange and red sky silhouettes their tiny forms on the flat horizon. Nighttime. In a clearing, amid giant rocks and wild brush, a campfire burns. Lying next to it, Nira sleeps peacefully. The colt stands nearby. The horse's ears twitch alertly, and his eyes dart about. Daytime.
Black?
Nira walks down a sandy hill. She peers across a valley dotted with small scrub plants and heads out onto it. As she crosses the arid valley, Nira glances left and right.
Black?
She ventures farther across the flat basin and puckers her lips. Off in the distance, the colt grazes. He gallops to Nira's side.
Good boy.
The horse prances.
We'll find a way home. You and me, together.
They head off across the valley. As they walk, Black lags behind, nibbling at the scant growth of brush. Nira glances back, and the colt trots to catch up with her. Later, they walk the parched ground at a slow, steady pace. Above, the sun's bright light fills the sky. Nira's head droops as she walks, and Black plods behind her with slow steps. As Nira looks up, her eyes widen, and she stops in her tracks. She spots a lake of blue water on the flat desert in front of her. She jogs toward it, her gaze fixed on the water. Black trots after the girl over the sand and patches of red brush. As she reaches the spot where the lake had appeared, Nira stops and kneels on dry, cracked earth. Black trots up behind her and lowers his nose to the ground. Nira remains on her knees and gazes wearily at the parched desert. She breathes heavily as she peers at huge sand dunes on the far side of the valley. The horse sniffs the ground and wags his head. Later, among large boulders, Nira sits in the shade of a rock wall. A few yards away, Black stands with his side pressed to the stone, shaded from the sun's brilliant light. A gentle wind sweeps sand over their stone shelter. In a red sky, the sun rises over mountains and through streaks of thin clouds. Daytime. Now, Nira and Black walk toward the foot of a towering mountain.
We just have to keep going. We're close, I think. I hope.
Nira resolutely leads the horse up the steep mountain slope. Black walks after the girl as she winds around a rock to a plateau. Nira grins and stops. Nestled amid lush, slender palm trees, a wall of red clay bricks surrounds a building with rectangular towers.
We're home! It's there, see? Come on!
As Nira crosses a clearing toward the large home, Black follows, sniffing the ground and air. They pass through a grouping of short trees. As she walks, Nira glances about worriedly. She stops and fixes her gaze on the surrounding wall. Chunks of debris sit in a pile by a crumbled section of the wall. Nira turns her gaze to a dusty stretch of parched ground and hangs her head sadly. A truck drives along the wall and Black rears up. He runs off.
No, wait! Come back! Don't leave me!
Nira runs after the horse, then stops.
Come back!
The dust settles. The colt is gone.
Black?
Now, Nira approaches the building. She walks to a large wooden door and pushes it open. Nira enters a deserted entryway and faces an arch leading to a tiled courtyard. She moves inside where a pump stands over a well. More archways surround the courtyard and a second level above.
Hello? Hello?
As Nira paces, a boy hides behind a wall, then charges at her. They eye each other.
Aiden?
Nira?
Is that you? We thought you were dead.
No, it's really me in person. See? What were you going to do? Chase me away?
I didn't even know it was you. We heard the caravan was attacked. I didn't expect to ever see you again.
Where is everyone?
They ran away.
Everyone?
Not Benny, Sakurami.
The boy leads her upstairs. As light from the courtyard shines through the carved archways, the children cross over decorative rugs and head to a closed door.
Is he all right?
Sometimes I hear him crying.
Go away!
On the other side of the door, an old man sits in a high-backed chair. Nira enters.
Leave me alone, can't you hear? Go!
But it's me, Grandpa.
The cloaked man rises and opens a window's wooden shutters. As light fills the room, he eyes the girl.
Nira?
She grins and runs into his arms.
Oh, Nira.
At a table spread with food.
If he hadn't helped me, I would have given up. I just wouldn't have gotten here.
Sometimes in the desert, the devil plays tricks. Our minds get all twisted and we imagine things.
No, he's real. He is. He's already so strong and fast. We have to find him.
Nira, this black colt is just a trick. A devil dream. He doesn't exist. Only here.
He points to his head.
And here.
He touches his chest.
Let him go.
Nira turns away from the table and races across the roof. Aiden follows. As she looks below, three men wearing white robes and head wraps race their horses across the land. Dirt clouds rise from the speeding hooves. A man riding a white horse leads his competitors around several trees. Benny Sock rises from the table and watches them race away.
That horse, the one in front, isn't that Kazir?
Uh-huh.
Kazir doesn't belong to us anymore. None of them do.
Now, in a stable.
They're scattered. Ramon took Kazir. He took most of the mares.
They were like family.
There was no other way. When the soldiers came with their tanks and their bombs, they destroyed our fields. Our crops burned to the ground. There was nothing left. Nothing. I could not afford to feed them anymore. I had to sell.
Even Gina?
The thought of anyone else owning Gina. That cut too deep, like a jagged knife.
In a flashback.
So I sent her back to the desert, where she belonged. Some people thought I was foolish, but I knew it was right.
He releases Black's mother.
We are not breeders anymore. So be it. At least we have a roof overhead. That's luckier than most.
We kept Abba.
Aiden leads Nira across the stables to a set of tall wooden doors. The children pull them open, revealing a partially enclosed corral. An older white horse with tan spots gradually makes its way over to Nira. She wraps her arms around Abba's neck. Nighttime. Black stands on a rocky ledge outside Nira's house. As he stares from a distance, Nira steps in front of a candlelit window holding a bronze cylinder. She examines the side of the object and sits down. His ears twitching, Black watches his young friend. Black takes off across the flat terrain, his sleek coat and dark mane shining in the moonlight. Nira rises and searches out the window. Under the bright stars, the rocky hillside lies barren. Nira sinks her head and walks away from the window. Outside, the full moon drifts beneath several clouds. Daytime. On a path by the house, Abba pulls Benny Sock and the children on a two-wheeled cart.
Ayazan! Ayazan is Labidin! You remember it?
Maybe. Ayazen.
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 Ayazen el Aberdeen, my beloved.
My beloved.
Like a rose. A precious rose that blooms in a garden. You shall be forever in my heart. Bum, bum.
Ayazen.
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 Ayazen. Ayazen el Aberdeen, my beloved, my...
As they reach the house, one of the wheels collapses, tilting the cart. Aiden hops out and kneels beside the broken wheel. A few men on horseback head toward them, leading several more horses, including Kazir.
Salam alaikum, Isaac. Need help?
We will manage.
Ben Isaac rises and wipes his hands.
Kazir looks good, don't you think? You should have been at the races. He won, of course. Mansoor was too busy thieving his way through the desert to bring Radan, so it was hardly a challenge. Nothing even came close. Still, I appreciate my prizes. You may recognize some.
He won those?
Yeah, it's the new rules. Each tribe stakes their best mare. The winner gets them all.
You are a lucky man, Ramon, to have won such fine horses. Your reputation grows along with your herd.
I hear Mansoor caught your silver mare, Gina. They say he couldn't catch the black foal that ran beside her. Perhaps it stumbled into the secret valley. You should have kept her. You would have had a chance. Instead, you have what? That one.
Ramon looks at Abba.
Do the hopes of the great Ben Isaac rest with your plow horse?
As the children glare, Ben Isaac turns away.
Stop being a hermit, old man. Come to next year's races. See Kazir win again for the tribe of Ramon. See you there, huh? Masalama.
Ramon leads his tribe and victory horses down the path. As they gallop past him, Ben Isaac leans on the cart and frowns. Neera faces her grandfather.
Grandpa.
He waves his hand.
Did you hear what he said? It's gotta be him, my colt. He's Gina's son.
It's gossip, Neera, rumors.
If we find him, we can start all over. We can raise a new herd. We'll have horses again, just like before.
Listen to you, such big plans. You remind me of your mother, brave, fearless. She loved her horses. She could see right into their hearts. She rode like she was born to it. Better than most of the men.
Now, as the sun sets in a deep red sky, the young black stallion tears across the fiery horizon. In a purple and blue sky, several rays of light pierce through the clouds. Words appear. 1 year later. The clouds hover over tall palms. Inside the house, Neera sleeps in her bed. As she lies on her side, a smile grows on her face. In her dreams, she remembers running through the desert with Black. As he follows her up a hillside, Neera grins. She kisses him on the nose and wraps her arms around his muzzle. In another memory, Black rears up on his hind legs. Neera wakes up in bed, then throws back the covers and races to the window. Below, in the dim morning light, Black gallops past the house. As Neera watches, the full-grown stallion speeds down the path and through the trees. Neera hurries away from the window. Now she rides Abba outside the perimeter wall, away from the house. As Neera steers Abba onto the path, she spots fresh hoof prints in the sand and follows them. Now, as the sun rises higher, Neera follows the tracks to a series of jagged bluffs surrounded by green shrubs. She rides Abba toward the center bluff. Slowing her pace, Neera approaches the hollow underside of the stone and guides Abba through an opening. Neera dismounts and pats Abba on the neck. She races through the bluff and up a slight incline toward a bright clearing. Outside, the green leaves on a tree-lined path cast shadows over Neera. She climbs onto the first of a series of flat boulders that extend up a hillside. Before the young girl, a waterfall flows through a lush green valley. Neera stops. On the other side of the waterfall, Black stands on top of a grassy hill. He scrapes a hoof across the ground, then turns and runs. Neera races up the hill. Black rears, kicking his front legs in the air. Beyond him, a valley rises toward a mountain peak. Neera dashes toward him. Black gallops over to meet her. The horse circles Neera. As she runs, Black chases her playfully. They frolic in the green meadow. Black stands still, letting Neera approach. As she reaches out, he jerks his head away. She gets a gentle hold on his muzzle and pets him.
Come on, good boy. Good boy.
She gives him a kiss and hugs him around the neck. She gives him another kiss and pats his black mane. She steps up on a rock, then hoists herself onto the stallion's back. Now, Neera rides bareback as Black gallops up the hill. Black tears across the countryside, passing green slopes and rocky cliffs. As Neera rides off into the distance, she appears as a white speck on top of the galloping black horse. Back at home, Aiden rolls a wheelbarrow through a gap in the perimeter wall. He sees Neera riding up on Black, followed by Abba. Aiden drops the wheelbarrow's handles and races back toward the house.
Benny Sock! Benny Sock! It's Neera! She's back, but she's not alone! Come quickly!
He pulls Benny Sock outside.
Come on, hurry!
Neera dismounts the black stallion.
Neera! What are you doing? Have you gone mad?
It's him, Grandpa! He's not a dream! He's real! And he's fast, did you see?
You could have been hurt.
No, he wouldn't hurt me. He wouldn't.
Black rears.
His heart is full of fire, Neera, like the devil Chitan.
The horse sets down on all fours as Neera approaches.
Whoa. Easy now. He can beat Kazir, Grandpa. I know it. He can win. He really can.
Even if he's as good as you think, even if he's half as good, the festival's almost here. There's no time to train. There's no jockey. There is nothing.
I can ride him. He listens to me, and he'll do it if I ask.
He's raw. He's wild. And you're just a child, a girl.
But that's not fair.
You know how dangerous this course is? I refuse to lose anyone else. So don't even think about it, understand? I won't allow it. I forbid it.
He steps through a wooden gate and closes the door. Neera steps closer to Aiden.
You have to help me, Aiden.
What? Are you joking? Tell me you're joking.
It's our secret now. All right?
In the countryside, Black trots in circles around Neera, who guides him with a stick. Aiden sits nearby. Neera wears a striped gown and dark headscarf. Now she rides on a cloth saddle as the black stallion continues making circles. Neera guides him with tasseled reins. Later, as Black gallops over a hill, Neera's riding scarf billows behind her head. The horse dashes across a golden meadow. Now, Aiden stands on a craggy patch of boulders.
Keep him slow until you get past me! Slow! And wait for my signal, all right? On mark! Be set!
Black takes off.
That's not slow!
The stallion bolts past Aiden, leaving a cloud of dust.
What happened?
Now, a man with a rifle slung over his shoulder crosses a rocky peak. He approaches another armed man, who overlooks a series of tents beyond the ruins of an archway. In a bustling market, vendors sell jewelry, clothing, and pottery. As several customers examine a carpet, Aiden, Mira, and her grandfather arrive. Two passers-by bow to Benny Sock, who returns the gestures. The crowd parts as Mansoor and two soldiers arrive on horseback. Black's mother, Gina, accompanies them, guided by a rope around her head. Mansoor dismounts and leads the mare away.
Gina.
Mansoor brings Black's mother into a corral with a thatched roof. As he hitches Gina to a pole, Ramon turns from his mare. The breeder eyes Benny Sock, then cocks his head and walks away. Benny Sock turns away from Aiden and Nira. Pushing through the crowd, he storms off. The two children follow.
Benny Sock!
They stop, watching him go. Now, Benny Sock enters a cafe underneath a tent canopy. As he sits at a table, a waiter pours him a drink. A patron in a blue robe approaches.
Benny Sock!
Avoiding his gaze, the old man motions to be left alone. Now, Aiden and Nira run to an unpopulated campsite.
Where is he? I don't know.
Behind them, Abba stands tethered to a rock.
Call him again.
Black runs out from behind a boulder.
We better hurry!
Back at the corral. As Gina pulls against her tethers, Benny Sock approaches. He strokes her muzzle.
Gina. Yes. You remember me?
Now, a crowd stands around a circle where jockeys warm up their horses. Wearing a yellow cloak over a white robe, Ramon faces the crowd. He holds a thin stick overhead. Clad in black, Mansoor pumps his fist along with the crowd's chants. His horse kicks at Ramon's.
Control your horse, Mansoor! This is a race, not a fight!
Mansoor's horse bucks. The jockeys line up their horses. The crowd parts, letting Aiden and Mira into the jockey's circle. A head wrap and veil conceal the girl's face as she rides Black. Aiden sits atop Abba.
Whoa, easy. Steady. The tribe of Benny Sock humbly presents its official entrant, the stallion Shaitan.
But there's an entrance fee. What do you have to offer? That broken down old mare?
Aiden faces Mira.
Are you sure you know what you're doing? What if he loses? Have you thought of that?
He won't lose. Now go on and tell them.
The proud tribe of Benny Sock offers its finest horse's entry fee, the stallion Shaitan.
But it's supposed to be a mare, not some devil horse. The finest mare. That is the rules.
Mansoor rides up beside his rival.
Stop whining, Ramon. Let him race.
They watch a group of men confer. One turns and nods at Ramon, who gets back in the starting line. Mansoor faces Aiden and Nira.
Tell Isaac to say his goodbyes.
He gets back in line.
Good luck.
Aiden dismounts and leads Abba away as Nira joins the starting line. As Nira looks at Mansoor, she remembers him rounding up the caravan. At the corral, Benny Sock nuzzles Gina. His head jerks toward the jockey's circle. As he runs over, Nira steadies Shaitan.
Easy. Steady now.
Ramon and Mansoor look ahead with determined stares. Shaitan backs away. A judge aims a rifle at the sky. As the other horses take off, Shaitan rears. As Benny Sock gapes, Shaitan takes off, kicking up a cloud of dust. He follows the lead horses under the crumbling archway. whipping Kazir with a riding crop, Ramon takes the lead. Mansoor follows close behind. Behind, more steeds race neck and neck, trailed by a few stragglers and Shaitan. Racing single file down an incline, the competitors pass a grove of broad-branched trees. Bringing up the rear, Nira leans forward in the saddle. The riders spread out. In front of Shaitan, a horse approaches a fallen tree. It pulls up short, tossing its rider over the trunk. Nearing the tree, a second horse pitches to its side. Now in slow motion, Shaitan gallops.
Up, Shaitan! Up!
The black stallion vaults over the tree.
Good boy!
He lands, throwing a dust cloud over us. Meanwhile, the others race over a flat plain. Ramon glances over his shoulder as he spurs his mount on. Behind, several horsemen half rise in their saddles. In front of the racers, massive sand dunes curve to meet the horizon. Nira's gaze fixes forward as Shaitan gallops steadily.
Come on, Troy.
Ramon spurs on his mount.
Yeah. Yeah.
The others follow him through a shallow pool of water. Behind, Shaitan pulls neck and neck with the last horse.
Come on, come on! Go, go!
He overtakes it. Now, as they race side by side, Ramon's horse bites down on the harness of Mansoor's mount. The racers turn along an arid stretch flanked by rough-hewn mountains. Mansoor takes the lead, reining his chestnut steed into a curve. A bird's eye view shows the dozen competitors galloping along the winding canyon floor. Shaitan passes a second horse.
Yeah!
Our view swoops over the valley, where jagged bluffs dwarf the horses and riders who weave between them. Now, with the mountain chain behind them, the horses cross the parched valley floor, leaving deep hoof prints in their wake. Shaitan pursues the leaders. The black stallion's legs pump furiously.
Go! Go! Yes! Yes, Shaitan! Yes!
Nira passes a cream-colored horse. Ahead, Ramon and Mansoor's mounts fight for the lead. Bouncing in the saddle, Nira gazes at the four horses in front of her. Meanwhile, Mansoor's steed bares its teeth at Ramon's. The white-clad Ramon pulls ahead. The horses race toward a steep hill. At the top, a red flag flutters in the wind. Charging across a plain covered with sparse brush, the racers gallop through a thick veil of dust. As they emerge, Shaitan overtakes another steed.
Good, Shaitan, good!
The black stallion keeps a steady pace as they head up the steep hill, passing another horse. Ahead of Nira, Mansoor pursues Ramon.
Come on!
With flicks from his riding crop, Ramon urges his steed to the summit.
Go!
Ramon and Mansoor rein their steeds past the billowing red flag.
Get out of my way, Mansoor!
Abaddon!
With the black-clad Mansoor in the lead, the line of racers starts down the steep slope. Parched hillsides flank the narrow trail. With a steady gait, Shaitan carries Nira downward. On the plain, Ramon pursues Mansoor.
We're gaining on him! Come on! Come on!
The arid landscape blurs by as Nira urges Shaitan to full speed. The view swoops over the riders as they race along the canyon floor. Seen from high above, the ant-like riders snake their way past a leafy grove. Ramon furiously whips his horse's flank as they pass a huge rock formation. At the head of the pack, Ramon follows Mansoor into the narrows of a gully. They pass a large boulder with Nira close behind. The riders lean in to another sharp curve.
You can do it, Shaitan! You can do it!
With his white head wrap and yellow cloak billowing behind him, Ramon rides alongside Mansoor's steed. Nira guides the black stallion at a brisk, steady clip.
There's our chance, Shaitan! Now!
Mira rides up between them.
Watch out!
Ramon reins Kazir around, closing the gap.
Let me pass! Wait! No!
Get out of my way!
No!
Leaning forward in the saddle, Mira grabs her head covering and lets it fly over her shoulder. Her dark curly hair flows out behind her. Meanwhile, above the crumbling archway, one armed lookout peers through binoculars as another calls over his shoulder to the spectators.
Maslin!
Mansoor's horse noses ahead of Ramon's, with Shaitan two strides behind. The black stallion's mane whips furiously as Mira drives him on. In slow motion, the trio passes under the archway.
Faster, Shaitan! Faster!
Galloping between the others, Mansoor's steed kicks up cascades of dirt.
Go, Shaitan! Go! Go!
The black stallion surges into the lead and crosses past the finish line's red flags. Kazir noses out Mansoor's steed for second as Beni Sa covers his eyes, Aiden jumps.
Yes! 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 Yes!
As the last riders fly by, he leads the excited crowd forward. Mira strokes Shaitan's neck. The spectators raise their fists. As the crowd parts, Beni Sa makes his way forward. Gazing sternly, he places his hands on his hips. As the black stallion trots over, Mira eyes her grandfather.
I'm sorry I disobeyed you, Grandpa, but he won! He won! Are you angry?
Smiling, Beni Sa embraces Mira in slow motion. He takes her from the saddle and spins her. Aiden runs over. He twirls with both children before setting them down, then gazes across to Ramon, who smiles and touches his riding crop to his head. Ben Isak returns his gesture with a bow as Nira and Aiden hug. Ramon reins Kasir away, while Mansoor stares soberly from his nervously shifting horse. As Beni Sa steadies Gina, Nira and Aiden pat Shaitan. The black stallion nuzzles his mother's nose. Later, riding gently atop Shaitan, Nira leads a brown horse alongside. She passes under an arbor in a grove of trees, while behind her, Abba pulls Beni Sa in the cart. Aiden brings up the rear, accompanied by the group of mares won in the race. Filtered through the trees, brilliant shafts of sunlight cast the caravan in silhouette as they continue through the grove. Now, in slow motion, Shaitan gallops freely across the sandy desert plain. The image freezes, capturing the majestic black stallion in mid-stride. Fade to black.
Thank you.
This film has been described by Deluxe with funding by Walt Disney Studios. Voice by William Michael Redman. The words Walt Disney Pictures appear in shades of golden orange beneath a louvered castle.